Hi there. The word for you today is on the power of God's word. In Psalm 19, verse 7, the psalmist writes, "The law of the Lord is perfect." And we all say, Amen. Of all the words ever spoken, only the word of God is described as alive and powerful. So when you read your Bible, you're actually tapping in to a life-changing force. Let's look at some of the wonderful characteristics and effects attributed to God's word in Psalm 119. Here are three of them. First, the psalmist writes, "The law of the Lord is perfect." Now, to understand the word law, think about governing forces by which things like gravity, aerodynamics, and physics work. When you deny or defy those laws, you suffer. When you operate according to them, you succeed. But either way, they are always in force, and so is God's word. It can't be improved on, added to, or taken from. It's adequate and able to accomplish His purposes in your life. And additionally, the psalmist writes, it refreshes the soul. Hey, why wouldn't you embrace it? Second thing the psalmist says is the statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. In other words, you can count on the reliability and accuracy of God's word in every circumstance of life. And that's good because in a world of changing values, conditions, and relationships, you can place your full weight on the scriptures, confident they're going to hold up and hold you up too. And David adds, at that point, they, quote, make wise the simple, that is, the ignorant and the immature. It will produce in you wisdom far beyond what's available through study and education. And thirdly, the psalmist writes, the precepts of the Lord are right. God's precepts are accurate, correct, and they're virtuous. In 2 Peter 1 verse 5, the apostle writes, add to your faith virtue or moral excellence. That can't be accomplished through willpower, but it can through God's supernatural word power. Okay, that's the word for you today.